It's 8:50, and it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And to give you that important information, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are expected to trade steady to week in a light volume test. Most plants are bidding only for next week's delivery. Terminals are called steady to week today. Tops from $41 to $41.50. Peoria called steady to week today with a top price of $41.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, October 19th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,449. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52.50 to $63.43. The weighted average, $60.54, a loss of $2.60 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.06 to $49, the weighted average $47.05. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,314. The base price range was $53 to $63.65. The weighted average, $61.49, a loss of $1.56 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.86 to $49.95, and the weighted average was $45.46. This is the WILL Fall Fund Drive. And for those of you who have already contributed, Todd Gleason and I thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income, 41%. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you will keep programs like the pre-opening market report on the air serving your needs. Please do your part by going to your phone and call at 217-244-9455 or become a partner online at WILLpledge.org. We're here with agricultural marketing information and weather 6 days a week. And you tell us you rely on us as part of your marketing strategy. Jay Pierce joins me now.
Yeah, and think of the value you get from our agricultural programming. Marketing your crops has become increasingly complex in these years as the number of fundamental and technical factors you need to consider continue to increase. So we explore, Dave and Todd, your best marketing options with some of the most knowledgeable futures and cash grain analysts in the business. 15 a week so you can make smart decisions, put more money in your pocket, and hopefully contribute some of that today at 244-9455. We're shortening the pledge drive to bring you more of the programs that your dollars help support. And to do that, AgriGold Hybrids, Grain Field Marketing, The Andersons, and Strategic Farm Marketing have banded together, and they will add $850 to our pledge total as soon as we hear from 85 of you in appreciation of the Ag Service. So if we all work together, WILL can be less dependent on pledge drives and still provide you the agricultural information advantage you depend on at 217-244-9455, AM 580. Right now needs your support to continue and grow this service at 244-9455 and meet this challenge from AgriGold Hybrids, Grain Field Marketing, The Andersons, Strategic Farm Marketing. They're banding together, adding $850 as soon as we hear from 85 of you. Why don't you be the first right now? Cash corn prices right now, $3 a bushel. Is our programming worth 33 bushels of corn a year? That's a $100 contribution. 244-9455.
One thing you rely on each day is our agricultural weather. Here is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I'll get right into it. Harvest weather may improve over portions of the Midwest over the next few days, but absolute dryness in the eastern corn and soybean production region not likely for a long enough time to support aggressive field work. Progress will be made, however. Greater rainfall late next week and the following weekend could threaten harvest progress if the forecast verifies, but the computer models have not been very consistent, and caution is advised since the model forecast today not in very good agreement for the eastern Midwest over the second week of a two-week outlook. Outside the U.S., Australia's rain continues to be very disappointing, although the moisture was never expected to be great enough to restore production potentials in the canola country. Harvest weather in China and India will advance favorably in the coming weeks, although some showers in China may create some delays. Canada's soybean areas may see some better weather evolve over the next week, although for a short period of time only, and South American weather will continue to be favorable for corn and soybeans. And the wheat outlook or wheat weather, showers in southeastern Australia yesterday and early today, again, very disappointing. Much more rain will be needed to fix production potentials, and it's getting a little bit too late for crops to respond favorably. U.S. winter crop areas are in fair to good shape with good greater moisture needed in the Pacific Northwest, less precipitation needed for the wheat fields of the Midwest, and in China, India, most of Europe, and the CIS, favorable weather has been seen recently. There is a need for some rain in Eastern Europe and southwestern Russia. Northern India's rain yesterday was welcome. As far as the Midwest, the biggest change in the forecast advertised in the later part of next week through the following weekend into the end of the month. During this period, many overnight forecast models suggested a change to a southwesterly flow pattern aloft with a couple of weather systems moving across the plains and into the Midwest. These systems might collectively produce widespread coverage of moderate rainfall and in northern areas some snowfall. Confidence, again, not very high because of the variance in the models, especially the most recent global forecast system model run. Temperatures not advertised to be quite as cold over the next several days as they once were, but it will still be below average for most of that time, and the coolest conditions will occur late this weekend and into early next week. As far as the 6 to 10-day outlooks, National Weather Service for October 25th through the 29th calls for colder than normal weather to persist east of the Rockies above normal temperatures confined to the Pacific coast. Drier than normal weather is expected from the Pacific Northwest and also in the Ohio River Valley. Eastward into the mid-Atlantic states through the northeast, above normal precipitation forecast for the Great Lakes and from the central and southern Rockies eastward into the Delta. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is our fall fund drive, and your gift of $100 right now at 217-244-9455 will ensure that you continue to receive the marketing information you need from AM 580 Agriculture. Jay, you know what? A long, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, public radio stations such as WILL received enough money from the federal government that we didn't rely as much on listener support. But man, have times changed.
Yeah, they have. You know, the galaxy, you put it like that, I remember those days, Dave. I was here, not at WILL, but I was down in Carbondale back in the 70s when this was all starting. And the tap, the faucet was just flowing. There was money coming up. I remember at the end of a fiscal year, people coming up to me going, what do you need? What do you want to buy? Microphones, control boards, turntables? We got it all. You know, it was just like it was a free-for-all. You were just checking it off in the catalog. But then came the 1980s and the 90s, and now we're into the aught-aughts, and the thing has changed. You're right. It has changed, and the model has changed. And you know what? I think it's changed for the good, because what it does is it makes us an independent voice that's more accountable to you, not to Wall Street. We're not accountable to Madison Avenue. We're not accountable to Capitol Hill. We're accountable to you, our listeners, the users of the service. You provide us with the most stable source of income, the largest single source of income, almost half the programming, when you call 244-9455. And we want you today to join the hundreds of friends at WILL who have called in already during this shortened pledge drive. And 38 so far this morning on Morning Edition, and a couple of ag calls in, one from Bloomington, one from Denison.
Thank you.
Making their contributions today and helping us to get toward 85 contributions in appreciation of the Agricultural Service. If everyone works together here, we can band together with Agrigold Hybrids, Grainfield Marketing, the Andersons, and Strategic Farm Marketing. And as soon as we hear from 85 of you, they will add $850 to our pledge total. And Dave, you know that's enough to pay for another 8.5 hours of programming.
That's a whole week of agricultural programming.
That is a whole week of agricultural programming. And also, you'll be helping us get to that 75 pledge mark during Morning Edition. And when we hit that, and we have about, and I have to do my math here in my head, and I'm not really good at that, 36 calls to go, I think. And as soon as we do that, and we have 1 hour to do it, so we need to get you on the phone now at 244-9455, because here's what else is at stake. $1,000 from Busey Bank.
Wow.
Yeah. They're longtime underwriters of our weather programming and other programs on AM 580, and they want to keep the momentum going during our new efficient fall fun drive. We're going to end this on Tuesday, but we need you to step up to the plate right now. We hope you please will do that at 244-9455. Busey Bank will add another $1,000. That'll pay for 10 more hours of programming when you answer their call to action today, and we hear from 75 of you by 10 o'clock. So that's it. 244-9455, $100 contribution right now. We'll go a long, long way. $850 on the line from our friends at AgriGold Hybrids, Grainfield Marketing, the Andersons, Strategic Farm Marketing, Busey Bank, $1,000. $1,000, $850. That's 18 and a half hours of programming we're going to help pay for with your call to 244-9455.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 531 up 1, last trade up 8. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 513.5, up a half, last trade up 7. March, 523.5, down 1, last trade up 3.5. December corn opened at 316, unchanged, last trade up 1.5. March, 327, unchanged, last trade up 1.25. July, 337.5, unchanged, last trade up 1. Red line, December, 328.75, down 1, last trade up 1.25. November beans opened at 608, unchanged, last trade up 2.5. January, 621.25, down 1.25, last trade up 0.25. July, 644.5, down 3/4, last trade up 1.25. December soybean meal opened at 178.70, unchanged, last trade unchanged. December soybean oil opened at 26.49, down 5, last trade up 5. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Vince Renicki of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Morning, Dave.
What are you telling producers these days with prices at these levels?
Well, Dave, I thought you told me I was supposed to tell them that we couldn't give any advice until they called in and made their support.
217-244-9455, the number to call.
I thought I'd have to put a plug in this morning, Dave. We certainly appreciate everything you guys do over there, and so hopefully we'll see a good outpouring of support in that in this fall fund drive. So, hey, as far as prices go, and prices where they're at, you know, you have to recognize, and I think that that's probably one of the things that's being talked about the most this morning in some of the literature I've written or read this morning. That is that, you know, you've seen a major move in corn, and beans are kind of still in the process here, it seems like, but wheat certainly has made a move as well as some pullback. But corn in particular, let's focus on, you know, you're still in extremely overbought situations, and the likelihood of a setback at some point in time here is pretty good, and you have to make sure in the long term, maybe I'm using long term wrong there, but, you know, in the maybe next two-month period, you have to consider that to continue strength in this market, we have to keep it healthy. And to keep it healthy, we probably need to set it back so that we're not in overbought situations. It doesn't look like we're going to start that way this morning in a negative manner. You know, we'll probably start much like we ended in the night session, a little bit better in corn, beans, and wheat. You know, they were talking about high volumes in the wheat trade last night. So that hopefully will help that market. But like I say, I mean, I look for everything to be friendly this morning and up, let's say, 1-3 in corn. Wheat finished a little better than that even, but last night. And so we'll look at wheat opening much like it closed last night, or this morning, I should say. And then with beans, you know, I look for those to be a little bit better here this morning. Let's say beans up in the neighborhood of 3-5.
What are you telling producers, and we have about 45 seconds left, what are you telling producers to do in terms of marketing their current corn crop?
You have to be very careful when, you know, you're getting the kind of price you're getting at harvest. And so with that in mind, you know, there's a lot of extra cost incurred in putting it in a bin, you know, having to haul it twice, put it in, take it out, et cetera, et cetera. And so you really need to weigh those costs with what carry those bins might return to you. You know, if you sell it now or sell it in January, you know, what's the difference in price and things like that. So certainly be careful of that. And, you know, when prices are like this and yields are good, you know, what you need to do really is turn it into cash.
Thank you so much, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Renicke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.